This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Barbara Howard. Symphony Hall in Boston's one of the most revered performance venues in the world. Most classical musicians can only fantasize about setting foot on the stage there. But this weekend, the Boston Symphony Orchestra is welcoming some amateur musicians from around Massachusetts. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the BSO's experiment with community engagement.
Animal trainer Natalie Shelton clearly remembers when she discovered percussion. Her eighth grade general music class teacher introduced her to a drum kit, and she ran home to tell her mother she wanted to be a drummer when she grew up.
And she told me, "Natalie, you're not a drummer, you're a dancer." And at the time, I took ballet lessons, but I wasn't good at that. And this, I felt, was something that I could really excel in. And so I got a drum set for Christmas.
Shelton made her percussion stage debut in eighth grade, dressed as the Energizer Bunny. The following year, she joined the high school band. That's where she fell in love with the huge classical drums known as timpani. But in college, Shelton studied psychobiology and animals, not music. Now her job is trainer for up to 60 capuchin monkeys at a nonprofit called Helping Hands in Alston. It services people who are wheelchair-bound and mobility-impaired.
Coco, will you fetch?
Atta girl.
Atta girl. Fetch right here. Atta girl. Good job.
The 32-year-old is working with Coco, a 20-year-old capuchin. Shelton loves her work, but she hasn't given up percussion. She's been playing with the Cambridge Symphony Community Orchestra in her spare time. Here she is on timpani. A few months ago, a friend suggested she apply to a new pilot program created by the BSO. And this weekend, Shelton gets to participate in a little wish fulfillment.
To play at Symphony Hall, I mean, that's kind of a dream for any Boston area amateur musician, I would say. I've attended concerts there, but I never imagined I'd be setting foot on the stage.
That's something BSO Director of Education and Community Engagement Jessica Schmidt has been hearing a lot.
The amateur musician community around the Boston area is extremely vibrant.
Schmidt created this program to invite about 100 amateur musicians to Symphony Hall. 186 applied. The scope of the players is vast, with ages between 18 to 75 years old.
Gastroenterologists and carpenters and engineers and stay-at-home parents. Each of them has a different level of musical experience.
They're coming to Symphony Hall from places all over the state, including Worcester, Chelmsford, Framingham, Malden, Walpole, for two rehearsals and a free performance of four orchestral pieces this weekend.
I always think that if we're doing our jobs well in the Education Community Engagement Department here at the BSO, we're lifting up the work, the artistic life in communities around the Boston area. And so this is a great way to shine a spotlight on these amazing amateur musicians.
For me, it's a lot like having a youth all-city, all-county orchestra all on stage at the same time, except that they're grown-ups.
That's BSO Youth and Family Concerts conductor Thomas Wilkins, who will be leading the amateurs this weekend. Now, you might think he'd be a little stressed out about their playing. He's not.
Even if I'm standing in front of my orchestra in Omaha or Hollywood or the Boston Symphony Orchestra, the idea is to try to make them better people and better musicians when the experience is over, at any stage in life.
But one of three scheduled rehearsals was canceled this week because of the snow. Also, percussionist Natalie Shelton doesn't have a gigantic timpani at home. Because of the blizzard, the BSO let us into Symphony Hall to check out the instrument she'll be playing on stage.
They're gorgeous. I'm a little starstruck by them, I think.
But once she's tuned up, Shelton shows what she can do. She admits she's nervous, but she knows her mom, who will be in the audience at Symphony Hall, will be proud. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The amateur musicians take the stage at Symphony Hall for their free performance tomorrow at 1:30.